really feeling like a podcast right now.
I'm not really feeling the podcast.
I mean, I'm free. Right. I'm not doing anything right now, but call me in an hour.
You know what? Let me do some soul searching and call me.
I'm going to go to the park and sit in the bench and just stare at whatever's in front of me.
What the hell?
Hopefully it's not a dude.
Dog shitting.
Never good stare at dudes.
Yeah. All right. So what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the cast 6, 7, 8,000 months later.
Episode is this?
30-12,000 episode.
It is 36.
We're in episode 36. And when was the last time that we had a legit podcast?
It was...
probably never.
Last June.
Was that the E3 thing?
That was E3.
Okay, I don't count that. You guys are just kind of all over the place on that one. What was the one before that?
Counts. Nope, counts.
What was the one before that?
March 24th.
Jesus Christ. Almost a full year later. Okay. 36.
Right.
So, you guys want to introduce yourself? No?
Well, clearly I need no introduction.
Oh, of course not. No, I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the peasant in the corner.
Oh, the peasant.
You there, boy.
Introduce yourself, Spencer.
I was talking about you, Adam.
You do it
Hello.
First.
My name. My name is Adam, and I'm the new guy. Hello.
The newest member of Team Mongoose, and already on the podcast.
Look at you.
Yeah, stepping up in the world.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm Spencer. Maybe people know me by Twitch, probably.
Or Spencer.
Speak up, Spencer. You're a little quiet.
Is this better?
That's way too close.
To much better.
I gotta be.
Split the difference. Yeah.
How's this? This good?
That's good.
That is.
Yeah.
That's good. Now. Good.
So I'm Spencer. You know me maybe by Twitch.
Two eyes, two H's. Oh.
Two eyes, two H's.
Don't.
They didn't notice that, by the way. At first, I thought it was just the two eyes, and then I was trying to type it out, and I was like, "Wait, that doesn't look right."
I'm not. I don't even know where that came from.
Just, I don't know where the hell El Monstro.
Maybe your hand was just literally shaky that day, and you're just like,
"That's why they call you Twitch."
Precisely.
It's a good name. Just kind of talks about itself, you know.
Yeah,
that guy's name's Twitch, and he has a bunch of duplicate letters.
Well, you guys have seen me play Battlefield and Minecraft. I don't know. I just like to move.
Involuntary. Yeah, it's like, oh, now I'm looking left.
And, you know, I go with it.
Yeah. So, since it's sort of the beginning of the year, it's January 6th as us recording this, and hopefully it'll be up later today. Let's talk a little bit about 2011. You know, if you guys haven't really talked a whole lot about it already, no?
Sucked.
2011.
Terrible.
Fake, gay, Photoshop.
Fake and gay.
Next topic.
Never happened.
It never happened. Prove to me that it happened.
I don't remember it.
Yeah. The Jews made it up like the Holocaust did.
Spencer, you're still breathing into the mic a little bit.
I'm not breathing.
Oh.
I'm not breathing.
Well, maybe
at all.
It was someone else.
I'm not even breathing, guys.
Prove that
I've never breathed in my life.
Ever.
That is speculation, sir. I've never breathed ever.
Fake and gay.
So yeah, no, 2011. Let's just roll through a few things. Adam, since you've created videos, I don't know when you actually started doing videos.
Oh yeah, I could go off on a little tirade about my short YouTube life channel thing. Yeah,
very short.
Yes. Well, it's actually I've been making videos for. Yeah, short and gonna be over soon. but no, I've been making videos for over, you know, I started last year, like the day after Christmas, because, I actually asked for an HD PVR for Christmas, and I just started making Call of Duty videos. And then it wasn't really up until like August that I really decided I want to get serious about YouTube. And up until then I had got like 200 subs over, what was that, like 8 months?
Yeah,
like more than that. So over 8 months, I had only gotten like 200 subs, and most of you know now I'm approaching 4,000 now. So, it was really like when Brenny, he just posted a random video actually, and he wanted to like help out subs, and, he was offering to, if you commented, then, he might like post a link to your video, on that video and then, you know, get you some exposure. And so I was just like, all right, I'll do that. And so I posted, my my name, and I was like, hey, come check out my videos. And then I did not expect him to do that at all, because I figured it was just a long shot. And then I came home and noticed that he'd done it, and then I'm not really sure how it happened, but we kind of just started talking, and then Dwight, I met you through a live stream, I think. Yeah. That one night we were live streamed for like 5 hours all night.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's how.
I don't actually remember meeting you, so it might have happened like
It's actually kind of true, because the way I found out about you is Brenny told me just out of nowhere, and he goes, yeah, I was checking out this guy named Adam, and he does some pretty cool videos. And I was like, oh, really? And asked for a link, and he showed me your stuff, and I was like, oh, yeah. You know, and he talked about something where you said you were talking about cannons or a tower or something, and he goes, yeah, he says it really funny. And yeah. I went and checked it out, and I was like, that wasn't that funny. Maybe it's like, maybe for like foreign people watching an American talk about it, and that makes it funny, because I watch a lot of Brenny stuff, and I'm just like, it's normal stuff, but the way he talks about it is just so funny.
Well, the way he says, like, yeah, I've started to say that. Like, sometimes I'll just be like, oh yeah, over here, and I'll be like, oh my god, just like face palm, and people will be like, what? Well, I'll be like, never mind,
nothing.
He's the reason why I say suck a dick so much.
Oh, dude, I say that all the time. Yeah. Like, I told my teacher the other day to suck a dick. Yeah. Like, I just have these reflexes. I just be like, oh, suck a dick, and then, oh my god.
Could you pass me that pen? Oh, suck a dick.
Oh, fuck you, Mrs. Robertson.
Yeah.
Suck a dick.
Suck a dick, Mr.
Yeah, I've been trying to say soft cock a lot more. Because I think it's funny. Yeah, like if something's weak or, you know, kind of lame, it's like, oh, quit being such a soft cock.
The word for that is flaccid. Just call people flaccid.
Well, that's just too smart to sound.
She'd be like, what? You just insult me or?
Yeah, dumb it down.
Do you insult me or diagnose me? What's going on? Is there something wrong with my dick?
Got a case of soft
cock. Should I kick your ass or like tell my parents?
Got a bad case of soft cock. Okay.
But no, yeah, I mean, most of my growth from my YouTube channel has been in the last couple months now, so not complaining. That's nice, but yeah.
Good.
Yep.
So what do you think is your favorite video that you put out this last, or in 2011?
That's a tough one.
Bored. Harry, what about you?
Best video I put out this year?
No, last, 2011.
Last year?
I'm going to go search my videos.
Shit. Probably no, that was this year. I guess any of the Minecraft ones, because I get bothered all the time, people asking me if I'm gonna do that again.
Yeah,
I probably will, but I mean, that's like the one thing. It's like, hey, I put out a new video, and it's like, hey, this was cool, hey, are you gonna be doing Minecraft? Like, it's...
yeah, welcome to my world where every fucking Team LP gets spammed with, hey, do GTA again. Hey, GTA was cool, why don't you do that again? Hey, remember that time where you did GTA? That was really funny, you should do it again. Yes, no, GTA is a fantastic game. It's just that we don't want to get burnt out on it, because then we're just going to be putting out the same shit every time and end up at the airport.
Right, and then it's not special. We'll always be at the airport regardless. But
yeah, we will.
It's not special anymore when it's every time it's GTA.
Yeah, we'll definitely be putting out more GTA videos. It's just, you know.
I will insert myself into the next GTA video.
I would if my computer could handle it.
Oh, Spencer, you got really quiet.
Yeah.
It's like you're whispering now.
Maybe I was.
He's just like fading off into the corner now.
Dude, I don't know what my mic's doing. I haven't touched it, so maybe it just wanders off.
Well, it could be Skype adjusting your levels. If you go into Tools, Options.
Turn off auto adjust.
Yeah, under audio settings, turn off automatically adjust microphone settings.
Yes.
Whoa.
Still going to do it anyway.
I clicked it.
Yeah, you got super loud. All right.
So is this too loud or...
That's perfect.
About now.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You're good there. Yeah.
Good here. Okay.
Yes, got perfect.
Not doing it.
Don't touch it.
No more. Not touching.
Don't move at
hands.
All.
That's what my parents always told me. Don't touch it, Dwight. Oh, okay. Dwight, I said not to touch it.
I know you're thinking about touching it.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, I'm thinking about it. And I'm going to do it too as soon as you turn around. And then I touch the iron and, well, I start crying.
And then I find out why.
Did I realize why they were telling me not to touch it? Yeah. Okay, Adam, do you think of a video or no? Yes.
It had to be the remix of Brenny Beast. Did all you guys see that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a good video, yeah.
I took 1 8-minute Skype call that I had just recorded as a joke because he was talking about how you record all of the crap that he does.
Oh, I have so much stuff on him that I just don't even want to release to the internet. It's great.
No, yeah, I just recorded one Skype call for like 8 minutes, and that was where all the kind of the screaming came from, and then everything else was just from his vlog, and I was just like, I was just watching it one day, and I was like, hey, I can make that sound like he likes to touch cocks. I was like, all right, it's close to Christmas special, let's do it.
Yep.
And then, everyone liked that one, so that I think that was the funniest video I put out. I'm not a very funny guy, but when I have my moments, you could say.
Yeah, that's why we don't hang out with you a lot. Yeah, we're kind of waiting for puberty to get through, and then maybe you'll be funny.
Oh my god, I'm so glad you said it.
It was on my mind, and I was like, man, we got to talk to this guy again. He's not even funny.
Ah, shit.
Don't worry, champ. You'll grow into it.
like, hey, anyone want to do a podcast? Yeah, I want to do a podcast.
How do we say no to this kid?
Just ignore you in the chat, like.
Spencer, just like, hey, Terry, Spencer, you guys available? And Adam's just like, I can do it. So, Terry, Spencer, you guys want to do a podcast? So, Spencer, you started making videos this year, right?
Yes. I think it was this year.
Yeah, I don't think you've been doing it for over a year.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so what would you say is your crown jewel from this last year?
Shit, I don't know. I like
shit, dog.
Shit. I like doing the Battlefield ones right now, but before I had the PVR, I liked when me and you were doing those couple dirt videos back and forth.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Those were fun.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I still have that game. I might have sold it.
I still have it. I keep thinking about like getting rid of it because I demolished that game. Like I did everything that you could do in the single player, and then I just kind of faded away from it because Gymkhana only gets so interesting because you only have that one fucking place to go.
Yeah,
you know. That's... Once they release more stuff, then it'll be good.
I don't even think I beat the whole thing. I just got bored with it. I think some other game probably came out and I started playing that.
Probably, yeah.
That happens to me a lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
So are you going to ever start doing commentaries or anything?
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know. It's not for me, I don't think. Mm. I just like putting videos to music.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. I miss doing montages and stuff. They're fun to do, but everybody's so critical over montages.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Which if it's is not lame because notch, it's terrible.
Yeah, because it's more about just being fun, you know. Yeah, you should just watch a montage because they're fun to watch. You know, you shouldn't be like, oh, you didn't do a fucking ripple effect at 2 minutes
exactly.
in, and that transition at 4 minutes. Seriously, is it, you're putting that out on the internet? My 2-year-old cousin with iMovie could do better. Fuck you.
Yeah, I think
overcritical bitch.
I don't get anything like that because I get all of your fans, so they're just nice to me because they like you. So they're like, I don't want to say anything mean to this guy. His videos suck, but I'm just going to give it like anything.
His videos are kind of bad, but you know. So you're just getting like pity comments then? Like people bad?
No, some people really like it, but
yeah.
I mean, I have probably one or two or three guys that comment on a lot of my ones saying, yeah, keep doing this, keep doing it.
Yeah, video.
Yeah, like pressing like and watching videos and hearing music. It's fun. Do it more.
That's how the internet should be.
The last one you did with that song that was with it, that like went perfectly.
Yeah, no, you're getting better at it.
Yeah, that's another thing I like. That took me a long freaking time to edit.
That was the one that the guy had told you not to use it yet, right? Or was that another song?
No, that was this one I just put out, the Ozzy Osbourne whatever.
Yeah, that one.
No, that one I asked that guy, and then like 2 days later or a day later, he messaged me and just said, yeah, go ahead and use it. That's awesome.
So which one was the one where like the guy was using the song for something with Battlefield on like on his own or whatever, and he said don't use the song until that had come out?
I put that one. Did you see that clip where all of us were holding that room?
Yeah,
that was the song.
That was the song.
He was doing special for it, but I chopped it up and
Operation Hold This Room.
Yeah.
We did it again the other night, by the way.
I just don't want to play Battlefield more and more now that we're talking about it.
Operation, this is my bathroom.
Sit there all game, no one comes
Operation,
in.
Operation, I'm in here.
Still my bathroom.
This is my room. Operation, I'm trying to masturbate. Leave, please.
Operation, Mom, get out.
All right, that's a good one. Good operation. All right, so what do you guys have for planned for 2012 video-wise? Do you have any like big ideas that you're wanting to do?
Actually, yes, that I don't want to talk about, but yes.
Oh, I guess that is kind of a bad question to ask, right?
Yeah.
Hey, do you have anything secret that's coming out that you're really excited about?
Yeah, yes, I do. I do have some stuff coming out that I'm really excited to put out. So yeah.
Okay, so everybody's really excited for 2012.
Yes, and I'm excited for the world to end because not excited for the world to end. I'm excited for all the parties that are going to accompany the world ending. And then that was in air quotes, by the way. I don't know why I did that.
I don't know why I did that.
But it's going to be sweet partying, and then there's going to be like another baby boom in 2013.
I think I'm going to build a bunker just to hide out from those parties of people partying because they think the world's going to end.
Well, hopefully they don't get too out of control where someone's like, screw everyone. I'm just going to kill you all before you die. Like, oh, calm down.
Even the people that believe that the world is going to end, I think they're rational enough to be like, well, just in case it doesn't. Maybe I won't go crazy.
Yeah. Well, there was that one couple who, back when, who spent like $100,000, which was like their life savings, spreading the word about how the world was going to end on like May 24th or something.
Oh yeah.
Like, from that old guy that was like the radio talk show host guy.
Yeah.
And they spent their life savings putting out advertisements, letting like the world know about, you know, the world was going to end and stuff like that. And
I never saw any of their advertisements.
Yeah, well, it was over in New York. That's why it was East Coast, I believe.
Yeah, I thought somebody was like making T-shirts or something. Or they were marketing something and made a ton of money off selling like T-shirts or something. And
well, that old man, he.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then there was that one group of people or the one dude or whatever that said that he would take care of your animals after the world ended. The apocalypse came, he would take care of your animals, so you'd pay him basically $100 and then he would just keep care of your animal.
Yeah, take care of them.
And then like the world didn't end. And he has this house full of animals.
Pets lived through the Armageddon, you didn't know?
So
only when they're in this guy's house though.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
but
no.
It's just that's terrible to hear, you know?
Yeah,
and that old guy too. He stayed firm, and then like 6 months later, he goes, "Oh no, it's actually gonna happen like next week." My calculator was broken or something.
I miscalculated my end
my
of the
math
world
was
projections.
Up.
Yeah, I forgot to carry this one in the equation, and and then it didn't end again.
Like, okay, hold on.
I was waiting for him to recalculate again.
Credibility. Okay, but no, seriously. It's like BP, dude.
Look, my abacus is missing a bead.
That's the word I was trying to think of, the abacus. I left my abacus at home, guys. Give me a second. I gotta go grab it.
I gotta run the numbers one more time.
I gotta go run the beads one more time. It's like, oh no, I put two beads here instead of three. Oh shit.
Stupid.
It's not gonna end for another 3 weeks. Damn it.
Give me your money.
I'm gonna have to reschedule that pet thing.
I gotta tell George to back off a little bit. It was his plan to get that guy tons of money. He's just helping that dude.
They're in cohesion.
Okay, so 2011, what was your guys' favorite movie?
Ooh, this is the tough one. I have no idea.
Can't even, like,
2011 was actually kind of weak for movies.
Can we get like a list of movies?
Yeah. Sure.
list of movies. Every movie that came out.
There was one that came out like in the fall that I watched, and I can't remember the name of it now.
Okay, I have a gigantic list of movies here.
Just start reading them.
Okay, let's see. Let's start with ones that are relevant.
Start, I got mine. Mine was Captain America.
Captain America.
I didn't see
was
that many, but Captain America was surprisingly good.
Yeah, I'll agree to that. Captain America was definitely one of my top.
Typically, actually, I stay away from those the superhero movies. I don't know why. I just never liked them that much. I didn't watch Green Lantern, Captain America, Superman. The only superhero
you didn't miss a whole lot with Green Lantern.
Yeah. I refused to watch Green Lantern because I knew that was gonna be horrible.
Oh yeah,
I enjoy Ryan Reynolds, so I was like obligated to go see it.
Yep.
And so I went and saw it because of him, and I was just like, well. He's Green Lantern.
Well, that's not much for liking him.
Yeah.
No, it was Captain America and Limitless. I saw Limitless.
Oh, Limitless was good. I actually, I recently watched Limitless on Netflix.
I have not
seen
it.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. I would very good. I highly recommend it. It's really good.
Okay, I'll
If you guys have not seen Limitless, you definitely should watch it if you have Netflix, because it is a very good movie.
Okay, I'm going to scroll through this list and just kind of name some relevant ones.
Okay.
Green Hornet came out. Which was surprisingly better than I thought it was going to be.
Wasn't amazing.
Wasn't amazing.
That was one with Seth Rogen, right? And the Asian guy. Yeah. I think I saw that with a friend or something.
Let's see. Scroll through all the crap here. Romeo and Juliet came out.
Oh, my favorite. That's
number one.
Movie of the decade.
Okay. Nope.
Nope, not that one.
Nope. Rango came out. I liked Rango. It wasn't bad, you know. It was another one of those obligated things. Like, I like Johnny Depp, so I went and saw it. Yeah. And it was okay. Red State came out, which was the newest Kevin Smith movie. I heard it was kind of full of itself.
Like, yeah. Walk around like, I'm the best movie ever.
Well, it's just very Kevin Smithy, is what I hear. Like, it's, I don't know. You'd have to be a big fan of Kevin Smith to go and see it and
Kevin
be like, okay.
Smithian, would you say?
Yeah, yes. Battle Los Angeles came out.
Oh, I saw that. That was all right.
That was better than I thought.
It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be super cheesy. I thought it was going to be like Cloverfield, but it was not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Limitless. Robert Downey Jr., Bradley Cooper. Interesting. I haven't seen that yet. I'll have to watch that, though.
Oh, I remember what that was.
Paul came out with Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Seth Rogen was the alien.
I'm a Simon Pegg fan. I don't know. I really liked Shaun of the Dead. That was a hilarious movie.
Whoa, you're getting a lot of feedback, Adam.
Oh, yeah. Here,
sound like a UFO.
Really
Jesus. It's just like a UFO comes in. Yeah, no, Paul is great. Sucker Punch came out. It's a very
sorry about that. That was the garage door under my room going up.
And Sucker Punch was a very stylized movie.
Not as good as I thought. Like,
Vanessa Hudgens was in it, and she was so pretty.
So pretty.
Yeah. Jon Hamm was in it.
Oh, you know what movie was good? Horrible Bosses. That was a hilarious movie.
That was pretty good.
Jennifer Aniston was a babe in that movie for once.
I have not seen it.
Get off the call and watch it right now.
We'll be back in a few hours.
It's amazing.
It is a hilarious movie.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who did like Sucker Punch. I was indifferent about it. I mean, you basically go to see it to see like real girls wearing basically nothing and like running around with guns and shit.
Yeah,
and
pretty much.
Basically being prostitutes, but they never say that they're prostitutes.
Exactly.
You know, they kind of just emphasize that they do.
So it's okay then.
Yeah, so it's all right.
So it's all right.
That's how it's PG-13.
Yeah.
Yes.
Your Highness came out back in April.
That was pretty funny.
Better than I thought.
Yeah. Oh. Garage door.
Uh-oh.
I like James Franco, so I went and saw it. Not a big fan of Danny McBride. I have no reason not to like him. He's just kind of there for me.
Right.
But I do like James Franco a lot, so... I enjoy it.
Okay, I need to put input on this because I had to mute my mic. I really am a big fan of Danny McBride. Ever since I watched Eastbound and Down, that HBO series, I don't know if you guys know about that.
Yeah, with Will Ferrell.
I've heard about it. I haven't watched it, though.
Yeah.
It's a really good series. And yeah, like before that series, Danny McBride was just kind of like there. Yeah, he was just like that character that you see in movies sometimes. And it's like, oh, yeah, that's that guy. I recognize him. But after watching Eastbound and Down, I actually really liked him because it showed, like, it brought out. he'd never been like a star in a movie before. You know what I mean? He was always kind of like that crazy side character.
Yeah.
Like if you guys saw 30 Minutes or Less, like he was the crazy guy behind the heist. You know?
Yeah.
Like he was always that character, and then in Eastbound and Down, he was like the star. And it
well,
was really, like,
I would say that in 30 Minutes or Less, he was a bigger star. He was one of the main characters in that. He wasn't a side character.
Well, yeah, but I mean, he was like, I mean, they were following. The guy's name is escaping.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Eisenberg. And they were, I mean, they were following them most of the time. But yeah, like he often does play kind of that almost that role. Not so much that he wasn't like a main character in that movie, but he plays that role of kind of like the crazy guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I never really noticed him as like the main character. And like in Eastbound and Down, I mean, he's absolutely hilarious in that. I think they did a second season, which I need to get. But yeah, I thought Your Highness was pretty good. Big fan of James Franco, and Natalie Portman is a babe. So, good movie.
Speaking of Natalie Portman, Thor also came out. Not that great.
Was she in Thor?
Yeah, she was in Thor.
I already don't like Thor, and I knew that Thor would not be a good movie. So
Thor came out, and it was just basically a setup. Like, the first movie of all these superhero things are always just like, you need to get the background story out and about, and then after that, it'll get better.
Yeah.
You know? So, Thor, that's the way I see it. So, I'm not hating it. It's just, you know, it's there. So, Jessica Biel was also in that. And
speaking of movies that are just, like, setups, the original Fantastic Four, the entire movie was, like, plot development and, like, character development. Did you guys notice that? Like, in the last probably 15 minutes, like, was the main conflict. The whole rest of the time, it was all character development. I did not like that.
I didn't care to see it because I don't really care for Fantastic Four. So
I just went and saw it because I think when it came out, it was, like, I was, like, 12 or something. And at that point, I was 12, so
I had a really, like, strong opinion about things.
Well, no, it was a PG-13 movie, and, like, my parents were really strict, pretty much, because, I mean, I was the first child. It always goes, like, if you're the
breaking
first
the
child,
law,
then...
12.
Huh?
Breaking the law at 12, PG-13 movie.
Well,
pushing it.
The thing was that, like, for me, I wasn't allowed to watch PG-13 until I was 13, and that was, like, because I was the first child, and, like, all the rules and crap are put on the first child, and then after that second child comes, they're like, yeah, whatever, watch R when you're, like,
parents
six.
Get lazy, is
exactly.
What you're trying
to say. So when I was, like, 12, seeing a PG-13 movie was big for me, right? So I was like, oh, yeah, I'll go see one, start with my uncle. And it was fun, but, like, looking back now, it was not a good movie.
So, Terry, were you a part of our 2010 podcast last year?
Probably.
Do you remember Dom talking about the movie? He was because we did, like, the thing was, like, the movie you're most looking forward to the next year. Mm-hmm. He did Tree of Life. With Brad Pitt and Sean Penn?
Right, yeah.
That didn't come out until May. Did anybody see that?
No.
I didn't even know it came out. I completely forgot. So I gotta talk to Dom and see if he actually watched Tree of Life.
Good.
Which is going to be weird for the people who are like just now finding about the cast, like since I'm going to be plugging this, who are going to go back and like re-listen to all the old stuff. This is just going to be like... two episodes away from the last 2010 podcast. It's going to be like they're going to see our things about 2010 and then immediately jump to 2011.
Yeah, so what movies you got looking for?
Maybe we should just do a one-year thing. Just do a podcast once a year.
Once a year.
Yeah. X-Men First Class came out.
Super
8 was actually really good.
I
really
love that
liked.
Movie. I saw that when we were on vacation in the Bahamas in like a massive theater.
No big deal though, right? I was,
I was just down in the Bahamas.
In the Bahamas watching Spielberg
down
movies.
In the Bahamas.
J.J. Abrams. Son of a bitch. Mr. Popper's Penguins with Jim Carrey.
Oh my God. Jim Carrey's good in any movie, but I just could not see that movie.
Bad Teacher with Cameron Diaz and Justin Timberlake.
Oh my God.
Cars 2.
I don't want to talk about Bad Teacher.
Cars 2. Oh my God, Cars 2.
Cars 2.
Transformers 3.
I've seen that movie like 3 times since Christmas because my freaking brother got it on Blu-ray. And every
anyways,
time I watched it, I'd hear it.
Anyways, Horrible Bosses came out July 8th. That was good. Zookeeper. What? What's up?
Oh my God.
Little Kevin James.
Why
I'm fat and I'm funny. Look at me be quirky and clumsy everywhere. Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Ah, yes.
Surprisingly emotional.
I am a big Harry Potter fan.
The entire Harry Potter series.
Yeah, yeah.
I fell off when the fifth book came out. And oh, I think I've seen, ago. Like, up to the fourth movie.
Hmm. Yeah, no, things get pretty intense, and it's just basically
I see, like, the previews and stuff, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, everything's blowing up and shit.
Just running around the school and, you know, going to class, and then now you're all running down the street in, like, these modern places and shit blowing up, and everyone's flying everywhere.
We were about 2 or 3 years after that age of the Harry Potter thing, because the Rooster Teeth podcast, they brought up a really good fact about how it would have been awesome to have been that generation that grew up with those movies. Like, been 13 when Harry Potter was 13 type of thing.
Yeah.
And then each movie you get older, they get older as well. Yeah. Like, just seeing that transformation, I think that would have been really awesome. Like, people need to plan their kids now.
It was awesome.
Like, if there's a series that when I get older and I realize, oh shit, this is gonna be awesome in like 10 years.
I'll make babies now.
I better get a kid out going now. Cowboys and Aliens came out.
I did not like that.
John Favreau movie. It was okay. Olivia Wilde got a little naked in it, and I like Olivia Wilde. Me and her share the same birthday, so yeah, that's pretty neat.
Just the name of it turned me off from seeing.
Yeah,
it. Like,
yeah.
You couldn't pick like a better name.
Yeah, they could. Like, they really went with like a really cheesy title, but it's John Favreau, so
that's why it's awesome.
Well, yeah, the reason I thought it was John Favreau. That's.
And then there's Daniel Craig and Harrison, right? Was the other guy?
Ford,
the old
guy?
Yeah. Let's see.
He's been in a couple movies.
Yeah, he's been around. You know, he's usually in everything.
Star Wars. He's only in everything.
Yeah, he's only in everything. 30 minutes or less. Yeah, we talked about it already. That's okay. Spy Kids 4 with Jessica Alba.
Yes.
Probably.
Love it.
Yeah, keep going. What else came out? I'm just going through a bunch of really like just crap. Drive, I heard, was surprisingly good, and I haven't seen it yet. Like, everybody that I've talked to about Drive has said nothing but phenomenal things about it. And it bothers me that I haven't seen it yet. It says Ryan Gosling. That's all I remember from that movie. Abduction was that Taylor Lautner movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah, which was basically, I guess it got like a 3% or something like that on Rotten Tomatoes, because they said it was just stereotypical the whole time, just stereotypical action movie. And it was very bland. Let's see. Moneyball, I really liked.
Oh, that was a fantastic movie.
I
liked
Moneyball.
Jonah Hill. Oh my god. I can't believe I forgot.
Fucking love Jonah Hill.
I absolutely loved that movie. I don't know why.
It was a great movie. True story. 50-50 apparently did pretty well. I haven't seen it yet though. That's the third Seth Rogen movie this year. He continues to be in multiple movies every fucking year.
Oh,
how's he doing that?
Well, that's good, because I really like Seth Rogen, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, I hated him for a long time.
You don't like Seth Rogen?
I said I hated him. Past
hated.
Sense.
Okay.
Because he was in like 5 movies in 1 year, and I was just like, you're the same character in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
You're turning into
is.
A Michael Cera. And
I'm not a Michael Cera fan.
Good. Real Steel was pretty good with Hugh Jackman. It was like a life.
I didn't see it.
It was like Sock 'em Boppers. Rock 'em Boppers. Whatever the fuck it's called. Mechs?
Rumble Robot.
Rumble Tumble Sock 'em Bots.
I don't know. The robots that
rock
you know, punch and you knock the head up and all that.
Robots.
Yeah, so it wasn't bad. The story behind it was pretty. I don't know. It was.
Stupid.
It was.
Terrible.
No, I'm trying to think of the word where you know what it's going to happen.
Not bad, but it's not good.
Predictable.
That's
what it is. Yeah.
It's a story of redemption.
It's a nice feel-good story.
Yeah, it's a feel-good story. Footloose, the remake, came out. You know?
You guys didn't like that?
I thought it was great.
Got them like follow-thoroughly. Like, who am I going to call with right now? Mom! Guys, I'm like Footloose.
Johnny English 2 came out.
Wait, what?
Johnny English 2 with Rowan Atkinson, the Mr. Bean guy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even think it hit theaters. It may have. I don't know.
It hit DVD.
Paranormal Activity 3.
Oh, my God.
Because that's so awesome. It's another Saw series. Let's see. I'm just going to go through the ones that I care about now. I saw Tower Heist. It was okay. It has some funny parts in it.
So
you know?
The one with
Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Matthew Broderick.
I was going to see that, but then I heard it was bad, so I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
It is back and forth. I haven't seen J. Edgar yet, but I plan to. It's with Leonardo DiCaprio. So another true story thing. I love Leo. Who here doesn't love Leo, though?
Okay, nobody doesn't love Leo. Even if they say they don't, they still do secretly.
Everything after the Titanic, he is amazing in.
Oh, yeah. The thing is...
What, are you going to defend Titanic right now?
He doesn't have bad movies.
What?
He doesn't have bad movies. Like, the movie can be bad, but he doesn't, like, do a bad job.
Oh, I guess that's true. Breaking Dawn.
Oh, my God.
No?
It took me a second to realize what that was.
It was Twilight.
It took me a second to get over my tears.
Vampires don't sparkle.
It's true.
If you're a vampire and you sparkle, you get fucked up.
Hugo came out. I saw that. Hugo. Martin Scorsese movie. It was pretty good. I liked it.
Hugo
was the movie about the kid who had the automaton, the little robot thing, and rebuilds it. It was a good movie.
Is it animated?
It's not really.
It wasn't animated?
No. I thought it was going into it. I thought it was going to be like one of those mixture things. But it was live action.
It had Sacha Baron Cohen in it, right?
Baron Cohen, yeah.
Baron?
But. It took me a while, too, because I went into that only knowing that Jude Law was in it and Ben Kingsley. But after a while, like, I realized, I was like, I know that voice. And I know that face. And I was like, that's fucking Sacha Baron Cohen!
Speaking of Sacha Baron Cohen, he's coming out with the new Dictator movie. Yeah. That looks really funny. I was watching the commercials. I would just search up the commercial on YouTube and watch it like 3 times.
Yeah,
because that looks like a really funny movie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, no. Sherlock Holmes 2 takes my top of the year. I loved Sherlock Holmes 2. Yeah, no, it was fantastic. But I like Guy Ritchie, and I like his style of movies and stuff. And Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law and Brad Pitt. What's not to fucking like about that?
I really like Robert Downey Jr. So Jude Law, don't really watch much of his movies, but I like Jude Law. Big fan of Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, no, Sherlock Holmes 2. Go see it if you haven't yet. It is a good movie.
I will.
I will.
Okay, so at the bottom of this list, apparently they have some to-be-announced movies. I guess these are coming out in 2012. Ooh. And I scrolled down just a little bit. And Bioshock is here.
What?
Apparently there's a Bioshock movie coming out.
I'd watch that.
Directed by Juan Carlos Fresnadillo.
Sounds legit.
Yes.
There's going to be a Bourne movie. Bourne 4.
Yes.
There's going to be a movie called Butter.
Called what?
Another Cowboy Bebop movie. Oh, wait, that's a superimposed Keanu Reeves on a buff Cowboy Bebop. It's great. Hold on here. I fucked up my Fraps call there for a second. Hopefully it's good now. I sent you guys a link. That's awesome, right? That's Neo from Matrix on Spike.
Wow.
Crank 3. I'm just going to go through here and...
Does the Avengers come out this year?
I don't know.
I really want to see that. I'm all about the superhero movies. Even if they're bad, I'll watch them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. District 10 comes out.
What?
District 10. Oh, my God. You gotta be
kidding. Is that going to be like a spoof or?
No, it's the same people.
That's not going to be a good movie.
No.
Well, yeah, it's directed by Neil Blomkamp, and I'm pretty sure he did the first one.
I'm really hoping. I was really hoping they'd just leave it at the end of District 9, be like, yeah, yeah, we're not going to try that game again.
They did. It was good because it was refreshing. You know, it was like a different sci-fi video, and you can't really fuck up sci-fi because
I guess
everything's made up.
Yeah,
Ghost Rider 2.
No, it's real. It's real.
Ghostbusters 3, G.I. Joe 2. Oh.
G.I. Joe, yes.
You're just agreeing with everything, Adam. I'm just going to kick you out of here. You're a fucking yes man.
Yes, I agree with everything.
Yes, yes. Those are names.
You guys talk. I'm just saying yes.
Hairspray 2. Apparently the fat chick's the main girl.
Hairspray 2 combined with Precious. I'd watch that show.
Hitman 2.
Hairspray 2.
Kanan Lynch apparently is getting their own movie. Kick-Ass 2.
One thing I want to mention while you're mentioning all these
sequels.
Oh, fuck! There's too many sequels.
Hold on, shut up. Last Airbender 2. Still directed by fucking M. Night.
Oh my god.
He thinks he can save this. He's like, no, that was just a test. I was just fucking around, you know? That was just
water.
A joke. I did that for a buddy as a joke, and we just, you know, they're like, let's just put it out.
I gotcha. You all fell for it.
You all fell for it.
The actual movie.
Yeah. So, fucking.
I didn't hear half of that rant, because, Dwight, you were so angry that it was cutting out your mic for me.
Oh. Yeah, no, Last Airbender 2, still directed by M. Night Shyamalan. And he's going to fuck it up again. Oh, my God. Stop it. Stop killing him.
You're hurting me.
Was he in that movie?
M. Night, probably. Like, he's always in his movies.
Yeah, he's always just have one little scene where, hey, I'm here.
Yeah. Hey, I ran over your wife again. I'm sorry. Man, I really should stop drinking. a MacGyver movie. That's coming out.
Oh, God.
Marvin the Martian?
Yes.
Starring Mike Myers.
Oh, I got.
What?
Did you say Guyver or MacGyver?
MacGyver.
Okay.
But not MacGruber.
Not MacGruber.
MacGyver?
Oh, MacGyver. Let's see. Monopoly? What?
Monopoly.
National Treasure 3.
Oh my god.
Night of the Museum 3. Well, yeah, sequels are going to happen. No one's original anymore.
I know. I hate it, though. It's like every other
movie. Do something about it, then.
I will.
Rambo 5.
Oh my god.
Still starring Sylvester Stallone.
Please tell me you're kidding.
No, it's right here.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Directed by him, too. Man, he's...
Hey, they're doing a new Expendables, too, aren't they?
Yeah, they're doing,
I think so, yeah.
Too.
The bad part is I'm going to see all these sequels.
Speaking of sequels, Saw 8 and Scary Movie 5 are coming out.
Saw 8? What?
Yep.
No
you
way.
You heard me. Yep.
I thought that was over. Didn't they end it?
I don't know. I'm just reading from this list.
Never end it.
Yeah. This could. Yeah, it's never always some over. Fucking twist. I was sleeping on the ground again!
I'm not dead.
See, it's going to be someone from the first movie, one of the people that...
Well,
yeah.
No, yeah, no, that actually brings up something sweet that I saw.
No, there's nothing interesting about Saw.
Dwight, you know what?
I'm just going to cut this part out, and then we're going to move to the next one.
Fine.
There's nothing interesting about Saw.
Now all the viewers are going to be like, I wonder what he's going to say, and you're not going to know. And, you can blame
and then they'll Taylor. Come and ask you. Not bother me with it. Silent Hill 2. Looks just as creepy. Sin City 2. Apparently there's a Miley Cyrus movie coming out called So Undercover.
Yes.
And has a picture of her with this cute pink purse. Like, what? That's her face.
That's so nice.
Ever since Hannah Montana ended, I've just been like, my life has no meaning.
Taken 2. Which is really awkward because Taken was apparently based off a true story.
Yeah, that's...
So how is Taken 2...
They're gonna base it off
another
one.
They're gonna take her again.
Man, I'm really bad at keeping track of my daughter. she likes going places, and I'm just like, all right, cool. Just, you know, nothing bad's ever happened to you going by yourself anywhere.
Don't get caught in the sex trafficking ring again or anything like that.
Yeah. Call me when you get there.
You know what happened last time.
You know my rule. No sex trafficking.
Wanted 2? Wanted 2 is coming out. Ooh. With Angelina Jolie in it again. Wolverine 2.
She died.
I don't know. She's here. She didn't die. She was sleeping on the floor!
Sleeping on the floor the whole time.
She's back.
Wolverine 2 is coming out. Hugh Jackman again. And
that's my input on that.
Wrecked is coming out with Brody Man in it. Adrian Brody, for those not initiated.
Brody Man.
Brody Man. And that's it.
That's all the movies.
Well, that's it. No, there's probably more, but...
Free movie.
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean came out last year too, huh?
Not a good one.
Nope. Penelope Cruz, she's got boobs.
Yes.
Good movie.
It rhymes, and that's it, and that's... It's basically a movie about how she's a terrible pirate. She's a terrible actress she's an actress playing a pirate terribly. That's what I meant.
Yes.
So if you like Penelope Cruz and just like her, go
see it. And if you like boobs,
go see it.
Yeah. Oh, Fast and Furious 5 came out too, but, you know, whatever.
Is it
okay for me to say I like that?
I haven't seen it, so I'm not even going to say
it.
It's
not a bad movie, but yeah, it was kind of...
It's whatever. A typical Fast...
It's a popcorn fluff movie.
But
it was really nothing crazy.
No.
Okay.
Oh my god, they're driving cars fast.
Okay, so...
Look how fast they're going.
Man, that's pretty furious driving. All right, so that was a 2011 movie roundup. Team Mongo style. All right.
Yeah.
So... I don't think anybody here actually watches TV shows on TV. Like, you just catch it on Netflix or Hulu. So what was your guys' favorite series that you watched in 2011? It doesn't have to have started in 2011, just like something you caught finally or something.
Touch.0.
Okay, we're done with Adam.
All right, I'll sweep the call now.
I'd have to go with...
Don't even think about this, Terry, because I know exactly what you need to say, and you just need to say it.
Oh, well, now you got me thinking. Am I missing something?
Breaking Bad. We all watched that this last year, the first four seasons, and it was amazing.
Well, that's the thing. I've been through this year.
So good.
This has been a year of Netflix for me. I've been through so many entire shows
mm-hmm.
with Netflix. Yeah.
Yep.
Breaking Bad is up there, and there was another one that I saw, Being Human. That one was actually really good.
I should probably...
Yeah. It's a BBC show. It's about
they're going to be all British and funny.
We're going to be a while, folks.
It comes on back to America real quick.
What are you doing today, mate? I don't know why they're Australian, but...
It's a stupid concept, but the way they do it, it's really interesting. It's a ghost, a werewolf, and a vampire living together.
What?
And they're trying to pass off as human and not be discovered, you know?
Okay, all right.
And it's actually really good. It's funny. It's not like comedy, but it's like, you know, it's a funny show. It's a quirky show. I say it comes back to America because they made a... American version that just came on to instant streaming Netflix.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, they have an American version of it that's been going on Sci-Fi. I think they're on season 2 now, and season 1's on Netflix. And I've been meaning to watch it to compare it to the original.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing ads for that on TV now. Yeah, I remember that.
I saw a bunch of really awesome TV shows, and I know it's hard to knock it down to just one. But I think Breaking Bad still kind of takes the cake. But I also did watch Mad Men,
which
was amazing. I loved that show. I thought they did a very, very good job at it. And it's amazing to me that they had, 6 seasons of it?
Yeah.
And they were able to make it feel like you were in, like, the 50s and 60s. You know,
they did
a
really good job with that, yeah.
Like, even the places that they visited and stuff like that, everything just seemed...
smoking.
Oh, God. If you want to quit smoking, if you love fucking smoking right now, watch Mad Men and you'll hate it. He sparks up a fucking cigarette every 2 seconds. I don't even understand how he finished the last one. It's just like, oh, it lights one up. And then, you know. For those of you who don't know about Mad Men, it's a follows the main character, John Hamm, which I love now. He's great. He was funny as shit on SNL, too.
Yeah.
Good actor. He works for an advertising company, and he's like the pitch man who comes up with the ideas of how to basically twist words and phrases into an advertisement, and always pulls through right at the last second.
Right at the last second.
And he gets you on the edge, and you're like, oh, he did it. He fell asleep for a bit, woke up, and now he's good to go.
Makes you want to buy stuff from him.
Yeah, and if you were looking for something to waste a good amount of time on, watch Mad Men and Breaking Bad. Those are very good shows. I'm looking through my Netflix here to see if I rated anything else 5 stars.
Yes, I missed one. Battlestar Galactica. Battlestar Galactica. the new version of it that they did, I think like 2 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Interesting.
Amazing. That's I knocked down Being Human and Breaking Bad. Battlestar is up top for me.
That show was
amazing.
Mine would be Sons of Anarchy. I watched every season this year, and then I finally got caught up and started watching it as the newest season was going on.
Yeah. I have another show, Numbers.
Numbers. I watched Numbers. Like Numbers, I liked it. It was for me. It was something that I enjoyed watching while I'm doing something else. Like I had it going while I was doing something else.
Yeah, I did.
Every other show though, it's like, I'm specifically in it to be watching this show.
Yeah.
Not doing anything else.
Well, it's one of those things where even if you have it on the background, once you're done doing the thing that you're doing, then you like sit down and you just watch the show and you're like, wait, I should be doing some more stuff. Like
math left and right.
Just because I'm done doing this one thing, like done editing an episode or something like that, like I don't need to stop everything I'm doing just to watch Numbers, you know? But when I got to Numbers, I watched Numbers before I watched Mad Men and Breaking Bad. I realized that I can't just keep watching shows on Netflix over and over and over because Comcast hates me for that. You know, when Numbers has, I think like 8 seasons or something, and they're all HD and 45 minute episodes, you'll burn through that super quick.
Yeah.
Numbers was a good show. It's not as like, I don't know, mind fucky, I guess, as like Mad Men and Breaking Bad was, you know?
Let's coin that term.
Mind fucky?
Mind fucky.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we could do that.
Right now.
So, yeah, watch Numbers if you also look.
Dibs, that... call it. Mind fucky.
Another good series.
Blue Mountain State, too. Really funny.
Entourage. Yeah. How about Entourage? Anyone watch Entourage?
I have not seen that.
No.
At one point, I wanted to see it, and then I just stopped caring.
It ended. The final season was like this year, I think, and it was a really good show. I really enjoyed it. I didn't have Netflix at that point, or like any way to watch it, so I'd always watch. I'd go over to my friend's house at like 10 p.m. and we'd watch it, and then I'd go home because he lives like 2 minutes away, and that was sweet. Like that was fun.
It's good to see that you went home. That you're not still there. I went to my friend's house.
And then I just stayed there.
And I stayed.
I really enjoyed Entourage. I'm upset that it's over.
I'm upset that Lost was over. I watched that last year.
I'm glad.
I'm happy.
Lost was exhausting.
Yeah. That's true. That's the only word
I can use for that. It wasn't bad.
That last season was just like killer. I couldn't imagine being a fan of that while it was on air. I couldn't imagine being a fan of that while it was on air. That would have killed me.
Every week it's just, oh my god, just put me out of my misery.
Yeah.
Show go me into an episode. What?
Just press the button. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, do it.
Spartacus was also a good show. I'm still hounding you, Terry, to watch that. Dexter was good. I stopped watching Dexter, though, because it became...
Because of Netflix. They didn't have all the newest episodes, and I didn't bother. Yeah.
It became a chore for me to watch it. You know,
you
it's because
you know,
it got to the point where it's just like, are they gonna catch him? No. Are they gonna catch him? No. Oops, someone close to him might catch up. No.
No.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It just kind of got to that point. No, I liked him on Facebook or whatever, so every now and then I get, like, fan page things from him. And the person who owns the fan page or, you know, the company, all they do is just post quotes from, like, the last show.
Then I read
this one thing where this girl was talking about how apparently him and his sister are, like trying to do each other or something.
The sister is fucked up in the head. Just really fucked up.
I remember hating her.
You don't like her anymore in the newest season.
We never liked her.
It gets to this weird point, and she thinks that she actually loves him more than a brother. And so Dexter has no idea.
Isn't he adopted?
Yeah, he's adopted.
Yeah, he is. But it still doesn't make it okay.
Yeah, it doesn't make it okay at all.
Not at all.
So, yeah, right at the end of the season, the newest season, it kind of gets to a weird point, but...
Okay, so I want to talk about this picture that you posted, Spencer.
Yes.
I have no idea what the fuck this is.
I didn't even notice.
Click it.
Look at it.
It's called a Juice Cryo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Juice Cryo.
I don't know if they're doing this only in wherever this is from. I'm going to guess France because it's weird. So.
Yeah, because it's weird and it doesn't look like Spanish.
It's weird, so it's French.
Yeah.
I like how it says right in the bottom left corner, dark equal poussoins obscure. Yeah. We should probably explain what it is. I don't know what Quick is, but maybe it's a fast food place. They have a Darth Vader burger and a Jedi burger. And the Darth Vader burger has black buns. Just black.
Burnt shit out of the
It looks like the cheese has, like, dark specks in it, too.
Yeah, I think it's probably, like, pepper jack or something, but it's orange, so...
Yeah,
I don't know what it is. And the Jedi burger has, like, slices of blue cheese or onions.
It looks like
marshmallows.
Chopped up marshmallows.
It has to be foreign because there's no way that this would pass in America.
Oh yeah,
I wish it would though. I would go get both of them right now.
Yeah,
and then you get diarrhea later. Hey,
but it would be black.
Diarrhea just falling out of your ass.
Just falling out. No pressure needed. It would just fall out.
You'd see little like chopped up marshmallows.
Yeah. Okay. So now that we got that out of our system,
that is just just burn the shit out of the buns.
No, it's Star Wars. It's good.
It's okay. It's Star Wars. Not burnt. It's Star Wars.
Hey, Jean-Claude, what should we do with these burned burgers? I don't know. Let's make Star Wars burgers.
I don't know.
Darth Vader burger.
It kind of looks like Darth Vader. I'm Darth Vader. You're my son.
It's actually Dark Vader. If you guys look, it's not Darth Vader. It's Dark Vader.
Well, it is French.
Yeah,
it's a door. I don't know. It could be French. We don't know. We're Americans and ignorant.
We're just assuming that it's French because it's stupid. So, anyway, next topic.
Not that French people are stupid, all right? Because if Lost listens to this, she's going to be on my ass about how French people don't suck.
Oh, shit.
Well, she's Canadian, but she's basically French.
Like, oh,
she speaks French, so maybe we should send it to her. Just be like, hey, is this French?
What does this say?
But, yeah, no, Darth Vader burger. That's cool.
No, Dark Vador.
Vador. So, that's cool. I don't know what else to talk about now.
That's
cool.
How's Minecraft? Woo! I went to Vegas.
Minecraft.
That was really fun. Meeting all the fans and junk. That was really, really surreal, and I don't think I'm ever going to get used to that. Vegas, not really a place for me, you know? It was fun. Always had something to do, but if you're not into nightclubs, man, or like buying escorts, you're in the wrong place, man.
Or like downing Red Bull and like, what was it, vodka or tequila?
It was Red Bull and vodka.
In like one sip?
That's how I know you're young, when you you don't know what a Red Bull and vodka thing is.
Oh, shut up. I'm 16.
Was that tequila? No. No, it's Red Bull vodka. That was really disturbing to watch. Because that guy, he did not skimp on the vodka when he was making it. That was a good half, if not three quarters vodka. And the Red Bull was just there for color. I don't even think he used the whole can. I think he just used half the can. And those are small cans.
I'd drop it in.
Yeah. Just to make it a different color, and then...
There you go.
Yeah, Red Bull vodka. Enough. Enjoy. Yeah.
It was cool at night. You know, the town was really boring during the day. It just seemed like it doesn't make sense during the day. Yeah. So being at daylight savings time and it gets dark at like 5 p.m., it's just awesome.
Yeah.
You go there and it's 5 p.m. and it's already dark as shit. And you go spend 5 hours walking around and like basically dead. Like your knees don't want to work and your legs hate you. And then you go back and you fall asleep at 10 p.m. in Vegas.
What?
Oh, I'm so tired.
One more thing regarding vodka. I was just talking to a friend. He was talking about how like they whenever they would run marathons, I forget where he lived, but whenever they would run like the marathons for the city, he would fill up. You know how like the runners will go by and like grab the things of water and like drink them. Well, he would fill them up with vodka, and just like watch their expression as they grabbed what they thought was water. So they would just chug it, right, and like you grab the water, you chug it, and like throw it on the ground, but it was vodka. So they would go to like just chug this and then just spit it out. I guess it was really hilarious, and he made some videos of it, but then lost the link or something like that. But whatever.
How do you lose a link if you made the video? How do you lose it?
This is what makes me think that either the event was not necessarily truthful, but whatever. It's still a funny concept to think about. That. I don't know.
Shitty concept, Spencer. Funny you're breathing into your mic again.
What?
You're breathing again. Stop breathing.
What?
Sorry. Sometimes I breathe. I forgot to stop.
I told you to stop breathing.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Okay. You were moving, haven't you, and touching it? Yep.
No, I didn't touch it at all. I didn't even think I was breathing loud.
Oh,
it's just—it's not breathing loud. It's just the air hits it. That's just turning me on. You should stop that, anyways.
Are you touching it again?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm touching something.
Touching my keyboard.
So is there anything else you guys want to talk about? Anything else of relevance?
Nope. Boobs.
Boobs?
Boobs.
They are nice.
Yeah.
Like bags of sand.
Boobs are like bags of sand.
Have you ever touched boobs? Seriously? They just felt like bags of sand.
It's really good. So I've been playing a lot of Super Nintendo Zelda, the Link to the Past. Again, it's just fun. I like that game.
Fun,
you know, because I'm comparing it to like newer games and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see the style that they take back then, and how much of it has been butchered now.
Yeah, definitely.
This just comes across to mind because you and Alex basically talked so much shit about it in the last year or so. Sonic, the way it used to be and how it is now, and how Generations was better, but it still kind of sucked. Because apparently, like, the second half of it, they went back to that 3D mode or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Mm. I just expect you to expand on this a bit since I don't like Sonic.
Yep.
So I was just like, I was getting the ball rolling and you were going to take off with it, but yeah.
Nope.
Oh, he just caught it at his foot. Stop it.
All right. That's good. Yep. That's exactly what they did.
Yes. You nailed it right on that.
So, I'm trying to think of stuff to say. I'm trying to talk about
boobs.
Video games here.
Boobs. I'll just boobs. In boobs.
I'll just
boobs.
Fall back on boobs.
Boobs.
A lot of
always good fallback.
It's good to fall back on boobs, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
lot of video games came out this last few months or so.
Can we talk about Star Wars?
Wait, the MMO?
No, just Star Wars.
Just Star Wars.
Everything about it.
I got my dad a bunch of Star Wars stuff for Christmas. And his birthday.
Got
I got him
two shirts, but only gave him one.
Yeah. Well, I thought think Gabe fucked up my order. And I bought one shirt, and then I had another one apparently in another cart, and it made it seem like I had an incomplete transaction. I'm like, oh, fuck. You know, I didn't get the shirt, and that was like the main thing that I wanted to get him. And it's a shirt that says Han shot first, and it's in Star Wars font. And it was like right before Christmas, so I just like ordered it without even looking into it. I was just like, oh fuck, I gotta get this because I have to be here. And so I bought it, and then I checked my orders again, and I bought it twice. So
now you have one.
So it wouldn't have fit me. My dad's a big guy, so it would just look like a bed sheet on me. And so I
said, "Get a bed sheet."
I got a pillowcase. And so I had to send it back. But I got him a Star Wars planetarium, and it's like this Death Star that the top pops off, and then it displays the Star Wars galaxy on the ceiling.
That's funny.
And you could put like a little cover over it to show like the actual galaxy, our galaxy, yeah, our universe, whatever you want to call it. And I thought it was funny just because it said like for ages 8 and up. And it's like this little boy on there having a great time.
Here you go, Dad.
And I was like, here's a planetarium, Dad. And then I got him a full size official movie poster for Star Wars.
Ooh.
Which is a bitch to find a frame for because they are huge.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to go out, and the cheapest I could find them was like $40, just for a frame. That was just astronomical for me. And
I remember you talking about that in the chat because you were like, "I need a frame," and then Dara's like, "How about this?" And you're like, "Nope, bigger."
Yeah, bigger, bigger, bigger. And so I went to Michael's, and they had an awesome sale going on where every frame was 40% off. And so I was like, "Fuck yeah!" So I bought one there. And then I bought a few extra frames, too, for myself. And now I got a bunch of extra frames because I didn't use them. So I got a bunch of poster frames just hanging about. But I'll find stuff to put in them. And it's going to be
that
cool.
That bed sheet.
No, no. I sent that back to ThinkGeek. And I think that's all I got them for Star Wars related. Yeah, I think so.
Star Wars related.
Oh, I bought them Uncharted 3, too. Star Wars related. Because he really liked Uncharted 2 because he has a PlayStation. So I bought him Uncharted 3, and it doesn't work. Our PlayStation 3 is, like, burnt out or something like that, and I guess this is pretty common where the PS3 starts having problems reading some of the Blu-rays that are kind of wavy on the bottom. And I think that's just kind of the way they burn Blu-rays. It's just weird sometimes, and it'll look like little waves or something on it. And it can't read it. And there's nothing I can do about it. The game is perfectly fine. It's just our PS3 can't read it. So I showed him how to take them apart. And to buy like a new DVD or Blu-ray carriage thing is like $80.
Oh my gosh.
So, which is weird because I bought a new one for to fix the 360 for $20. And I know it doesn't have Blu-ray in it, but I still laughed about it.
360
is old. Yup.
And it's old.
Yeah, like there's just so many things that are wrong with it that shouldn't have been wrong. Like, I'm talking about the original design. The newer design is a lot better.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, the older ones, there's just so many things wrong with them. And I could take those things apart and fix them like a pro now. I know those things inside and out. And they were built terribly back then. Now, I'm really glad that they got their shit together and finally made one that was worthwhile. Mm-hmm. But Microsoft seems to do that. Because they did that with Vista. Because Vista was what Windows 7 was supposed to be, but they rushed it out because of Apple. And then the original 360 was rushed because of the PS3. I think Microsoft needs to get their shit together, hold their nuts for a bit, and then work on it a little bit more, and then send shit out. Which I think they're probably going to do now. But, anyways, it's a whole lot of me talking. Spencer, do you have anything to add?
Huh?
Do you have anything to add?
It's not even listening.
Boobs.
We got talking about watching Breaking Bad.
This is where our mindset is at right now.
Boobs.
On boobs.
On boobs. Yep.
It's always on boobs. 24/7. Boobs.
So I guess that's it. I mean, we've been going for maybe an hour or something now. Kind of wanted to go a little bit longer, but I can't think of anything else to talk about. You guys are getting all quiet every time I stop talking.
I'm watching Breaking Bad.
Right now?
No.
Right now. I was gonna say, that's a dick move.
Called it a joke.
Just gonna hang up on you now.
We're still doing this?
Wait.
I've already moved on.
We're recording.
Yeah. What else is there to talk about? I don't want to just end. I feel like there's more things that we could talk about.
What did What was everyone's New Year's?
Boring.
Drunk.
Yeah. Terry was smashed, man. Terry was gone. Our buddy Israel was having a little party, and I showed up probably like 2 hours after it started, or an hour after it started, somewhere around there. And when I got there, Terry was just already gone.
I got there, and 15 minutes later, I was done.
Nice.
I showed up. I made them. They said, "Hey, you want to play this drinking game?" I'm like, "Okay." I start playing, and you know, it's
fell victim. It's
going okay, and then Anthony comes in. I says, "Hey, I'll do a shot with you," because I missed his birthday dinner. He's like, "No, you're gonna do two shots," and I'm like, "Okay."
Yeah. So, see, Anthony is the type of person. He's a big guy. He's Samoan.
Yeah.
So he's a big guy, and he is the worst person to drink with.
Yeah,
he can because take 17 shots and not feel a thing.
Right, yeah. And he will.
He'll make you take 17 shots, no matter.
Yeah, he will force you to drink, and like he will keep holding the shot to you and be like, "Here, take this." I'm like, "No, no, no, take this." It's like, "No," he goes, "You take this shot," and like, "No, I don't want to take this shot." And Terry is a good example of if you do agree to take a shot with him, like if you're the one saying like, "Hey, let's take a shot." Hey, take these two shots.
Cool.
He will up it. He's not satisfied with what you want to do. It always needs to be more. And
so I had when I got there, played the game. I had done like two already, yeah. And then I did the two with Anthony. And then like immediately after, I started failing at the game. So I did like another two, and then the whole time I was sipping on a beer. So
you can mix shots and beer.
Oh yeah,
I mean it's possible.
It's possible.
Well, no, anything is good. Can you do it successfully?
I trained at the time, mind you.
Yeah, well, yeah, because at the time, you know, after you're at that state, you're just kind of like,
yeah, that's true.
Well, I need something, but they don't have any water or soda or anything, but they have more beer.
No, I got water. Like
yeah, you did later on.
I had the water, and I was like, I had the water the rest of the night, and I was downing it as fast as I could. Didn't help.
Oh, basically.
I'm slowly slipping away.
So you stayed the night there, right?
I stayed until like 4, and then I was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got home, fell asleep, woke up. I was fine the next day. I just had like a headache the whole day.
Have you ever woken up with a bad hangover yet?
Like a bad hangover?
Yeah, like just you don't ever want to get out of bed and your face hurts. Like, not just your head, but your face hurts, too.
My face has never hurt.
You're doing it wrong, then.
The worst bad was that night that I, like, blacked out.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's just a headache, and, like, my stomach is, like, churning, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, by the end of the night, it's like I'm eating as much as I can, and, like, whatever. Oh, yeah. Like, it never happened. Never had a bad hangover, because I always just down the same amount of water as whatever I drank.
Yeah,
that's
like
a good.
I drink like
thumb.
You know, half a gallon of alcohol. Get like half a gallon of water.
We've talked about that a lot on this podcast. Like ways of avoiding hangovers is drink a lot of water and try to get some food in your stomach.
Drink water after you're done drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Drink water.
Eat bread.
Yeah, because being hungover is your body telling you that you're dehydrated. So, yeah.
Being
it's hungry, that
way of telling you, you had a great night.
Yeah. It feel good, Les.
You win at drinking. Well, yeah, no, my New Year's was with Terry and a few other friends, and it was pretty funny.
I had to work the next morning, so you guys know I was down in Manteca the 2 days before, but I had
to eat like the exact hour I needed to go to work.
Well, yeah, we got down there and I was like, okay, me and my girlfriend were gonna hang out with Brian and Todd because they were both back in town.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yeah, we're both busy right now, but we'll be good in a couple. They both were busy right when we were
So they were busy having fun without you, basically. It's like, we're doing something fun right now. We'll come hang out with you when we're bored.
Todd was doing something with his mom, and Brian was doing another family thing.
Yeah.
I told Terry on Skype, It's like, let's get some food.
Let's get some food at 5:30. Yeah, like, oh, well, I have to go to work at 5. So
I called him an asshole.
Yeah. as we expected. That's just expected at this point.
But I had a good night before New Year's. You guys probably know the bar, the Islander. Way out in the bumfucks. I don't, like, in the middle of nowhere.
That's
how far out there it is. It's still in Manteca somewhere. Like,
it's technically in Manteca.
I don't know. I mean, I've lived there all my life, and I had no idea where we were. Yep. But we were there for like 5 minutes, and then left and started playing beer pong at somebody's house at like 10.
I was gonna say, do you not know this person? Broke into someone's house, started playing beer pong.
Happy New Year's!
But we played until like 4 in the morning, I think. And Todd and Brian ran the table, but people kept getting really close to beating them. So they were the drunkest there, even though they had won every single game. They had to stay there because people were getting within, you know, one or two cups of beating them.
Right.
And usually when I stay down there, I black out. But I'm pretty sure both of them blacked out that night. It's just pretty nice that I remembered everything about that night.
Yeah, it's nice when you can
different experience for me.
Not fun not being able to remember.
Yeah. I've only had one time where I drank so much that I couldn't remember anything, and I talked about it on the podcast before, and that was my 4th of July, like 2 years ago, where I basically was like, I was disappeared for 2 days. Like, no one knew where I was. Like, I left my car at the place that we were drinking at, and I wasn't answering my phone for, like, 2 days because I was just, like, in bed dying. And I couldn't get out, and I was just like, I can't do this. I'm going to die.
This is it. I can't do this.
And, yeah, everybody thought I was just gone. Like, no one decided to come over and see if I was still alive. They're like, oh, let's text Dwight. Oh, he didn't answer. He must be dead. So.
Yeah, I had a lot of blackout weekends pretty much since I first moved
up here. You live in Chico, dude.
Live in Chico, yeah.
Yeah.
I lived up to that name.
The standard of party town.
The worst time is I woke up in a room I didn't recognize. There was no one there with me. I opened the door, walked downstairs. I had no idea what house I was in. two people I met the night before. I was like, where the hell am I? And they're like, you... I realized, I put it together that they were my friend's neighbors. I was in the same complex still.
Okay.
I said, how did I get here? How did I end up upstairs in some random-ass room? And they told me, you just walked in and said you were going to sleep.
And we were like, that's cool.
I met you the night before. You just let me do this?
All right, man, whatever.
You get mad at them.
They don't know me. If somebody walked into my house and said, no, you're not.
No, you're not. Go away.
But yeah, I lost my shoes that night, and I had to walk with no shoes.
That's awesome. So
that was...
pretty bad, it seems. I've only been to Chico once, and that was when I was... looking for a car. Like, that was way back in the day. Mm-hmm. I was looking at this guy's 2004 GLI. He lived up in Chico, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll go up there. And the place is gorgeous. I mean, it's a beautiful town. Like, there's so many, like, trees and stuff everywhere. Like, they didn't go around just tearing shit up, so it's really nice. Do you guys hear all that shit going on?
I don't hear anything.
Okay, that's good, because it's... I hear just...
something. Yeah, actually,
you hear that?
I hear something ringing, I think.
Yeah, screeching.
I don't know what the fuck's going on in the living room right now, but there's a bunch of banging and screeching. I think they're building a bomb. But
probably.
It sounds legitimate, right? They're building a bomb. Found some, you know, how-to videos on YouTube. How to build your bomb. So
bomb build time.
Squeak bomb.
But yeah, no, the one time I've been up to Chico, I was just like, this town is so pretty. I couldn't imagine it being like the number one party college basically in California.
You just wait till dark and then like the actual downtown streets just flooded with people, especially on like holidays. The first year I moved up here, there was an actual riot on Labor Day weekend.
who riots on Labor Day?
This is a story. I guess somebody at some party downtown got like alcohol poisoning, so an ambulance had to come in, try and take him out. And the partiers all over
said,
the street
no
got
way.
Mad. They were trying to break up the party, so they tipped the fire truck over. Because there was a fire.
Oh yeah. What?
They were trying to tip it. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's
just like,
okay.
Yeah, come on, guys. We can do it. Okay, let's go for the Camry over there. All right,
something small.
Yeah, let's go for the Camry.
Because they were trying to break up a party that someone got alcohol poisoning at.
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that. We all want to die.
With so the rest of us haven't gotten alcohol poisoning yet. Come on.
Maybe it was a cult.
First of us aren't even sick yet.
On holiday weekends, it gets ridiculous. Like, you just want to, no, I'm not going downtown. I don't want to be part of that.
God, no. That's terrible.
Yeah.
See, Vegas is kind of like that all the time, so I think they're just used to it. I couldn't imagine living in Vegas because it just seems there's just drunk people everywhere. Like, oh, yeah. Everywhere. If you just talk to someone on the street, they're more than likely drunk. And, like, people are walking around with 4-foot margaritas. Like, and, like, they're so big that you have a neck strap on them to help you hold them. I'm not even joking about that either. There's just, like, a group of people with, like, these fucking 4-6-foot type tall fucking margaritas. What? Why? Just carry around a bucket. Like, oh, that also reminds me, there's a fucking like bucket of beer that you can get for like $5. The thing
five
is
bucks,
like
fucking a beer. Drink
the
it.
Thing is like 100 ounces of beer. And you just carry around this fucking bucket of a mug. And I've seen a few people who have like 4 of these. Like, stacked up, like they drank them already. So they just put them inside of each other so you can hold around. It's like a fucking trophy.
Just carry my beer buckets around.
Yeah.
Just got my bucket of beer.
It's just ridiculous.
Don't mind me.
And there's not, you cannot go, you cannot walk more than 2 to 5 minutes, 5 minutes being like the absolute most, without running into a station that sells some sort of alcohol. And I think that's the reason why everybody's
alcohol
drunk.
Alcohol station.
Yeah, like it's like a little booth,
alcohol
like
fueling station.
Like you see a thing and it looks like a hot dog stand or something. Like it. Nope, Red Bull vodkas. Yeah. Like that's it. There's no food there. It's just alcohol. They got one of those giant like tubs of ice. Like there's 2 tubs of ice. There's one that has a bunch of vodka in it, and one that has a bunch of fucking Red Bulls in it. And they just pull out the bottles and you know go for just
mix them. Gold.
And that's it.
Throw them in a bucket.
Well, no, they're not poured out in the bucket. It's just the bottles and
bucket
cans are in these to keep them cold.
A bucket of Red Bull and vodka.
Yeah, there's mixed drinks everywhere, too. Like people who saw the vlog day one. Like before we checked in and before we even got to the elevator, which is like a minute walk, if that. Like just around the corner from the elevator, from where we check in. The elevators are just right around the corner. Jose already got himself like this mixed drink. He goes, hold on, I gotta get started. And like as we're going up the elevator, he was already getting drunk. Or trying to. Attempting to get drunk.
He's in the process.
Yeah. And yeah. And I'm not a fan of gambling. I tried it. We did penny slaps for a while and I put a dollar in and I just like bet all like over and over. And that didn't work out. And then you can get little vouchers, like, at the slot machines. You can print out, like, it looks like a coupon. It says, like, $5 on it. And then you could just use that coupon in other gambling stations. And I went to this Wheel of Fortune one, which was $1 every time you swing it. And I put it in, and then I gave Jose $1, too, and he spun and lost. And then I spun mine, and then I won another $5. And I'm like, yay!
Oh,
and
God.
I was like, all right, now to lose it all. And I went to another machine, put it all in, just kept betting over and over. I didn't even know how to play the machine. And I came out with like 6 cents. Whoa. And I printed out a voucher of that because I figured it was worth keeping. So I wasted probably 6 cents printing out a voucher for 6 cents. And nice. It was really funny because it was like a dollar sign 0.06.
So I mentioned earlier that I went to the Bahamas with my family, and
yes, we know.
Yeah.
Yes, we know you've been to the Bahamas.
So they had this massive casino, right? And to get anywhere in this hotel, you had to walk through the casino. Like, it was purposely set up so you had to walk through this, like, red carpet on the casino.
Yeah, that's how Vegas
to
is.
Get to other parts of the hotel. And, like, if you were, like, under 18, you, like, had to stay on this red carpet. And one time I, like, went off the carpet because my brother, like, ran over to some machine. I had to go get him. And I got, like, yelled at. They're like, are you under 18? And I'm like, yeah. Like, get back on the carpet. And I'm like,
get your ass back on the carpet.
Anyway, every time I walked through there, I, like, thought of you and Jose playing slots in Vegas. And then I actually saw the, like, Wolf's Run or whatever penny slot thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what it's called. And I was like, oh, my God.
That was a fun one. They had this one that was called Glitter Kittens. I'm not even joking. It was pictures of cats with like a bunch of glitter all over it, and it was all pink and purple. And aww. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't take a picture of it. Like every time I walked by, I would laugh. And I'm like, why? I took pictures of everything, but not that. And I'm very sad about that. I remember walking by it when I was hanging out with CNN, and I was like, hey, bro, let's play some slots real quick, or let's play some glitter kittens.
Glitter
kittens. He just kind of laughed about it, and. But we had to be somewhere, so we couldn't stop.
We couldn't play Glitter Kittens.
We couldn't play Glitter Kittens.
Greatest regret of my life.
Yeah, not playing Glitter Kittens with Scene Anders. Worst day of my life!
It will forever haunt me.
I wanted to play, but he thought I was kidding.
He thought it was serious. A joke.
We were being serious, Nanners. What are you thinking?
Being super serial, and then he just laughed at me. I've never been so crushed in my life. I was so angry too, because like, I wasn't really so angry. I kind of expected it, but I'm being over dramatic about it. But Hutch wasn't there, and Hutch is like the reason that I'm doing what I'm doing. And you know, him and C-Nanners hang out all the time. And I don't know. Part of me just assumed that he would come just because it's Vegas, but it's
wanted to die.
He didn't. He's a first-person shooter guy, so he doesn't do Minecraft at all or any sort of RPG, so he's all about that. And I was like, oh, why isn't Hutch here? And he goes, oh, well, he doesn't really play Minecraft. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. And then fucking C-Nanners comes out with a video like 2 days ago getting Hutch to play Minecraft for the first time, which was really fucking funny. I laughed.
See, yeah, the whole time you were in Vegas, and me and Brenny were, like, talking on Skype or whatever, and I remember, like, we're like, hey, what's Dwight doing? And then we, like, message you, and you're like, oh, I'm just hanging out with Dean Anderson. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, like you said, like, Hutch is the reason you're doing videos. Well, Dean Anderson is the reason that I play Minecraft and make videos. So, yeah.
I'm not saying he's not in.
So he kind of one-upped you there, so,
you know. Yeah.
Well, I hung out with him. I got lunch with him. I spent a whole day with him hanging out.
Shut up.
And what's really weird, too, is that, like, for the opening ceremony... you could have gotten press badges for Minecraft or Minecon, but it was like the only convention where you actually had to pay for them apparently, and the Machinima crew just got a bunch of them for free, I guess. I would assume anyways, but mine didn't say press on them, and press gets you into like all the areas like super quick, like you can skip lines and shit like that. And when the opening ceremony, I was hanging out with all the Machinima guys, and they went in and they asked the convention hall if there was a press area or not, and they're like, oh yeah, no, it's way up in the front, just go up there. And I was sitting there, and I looked over at Joel, and I was like, dude, I don't got a press badge, can I just go in? And he goes, just hang out in the middle of the crowd and just walk in, it's cool, just don't show him your badge, just walk in like you own the place. I'm like, all right, so I got this. And so I walked in, and I sit down, and I'm to my left I have C-Nanners and then Joel, and to my right I have Hundar, Ant Venom, and
Sprinkles.
Captain Sprinkles or Sparkles. You got me to say Captain Sprinkles.
Sparkles.
He was a part of the actual like convention thing, so he was up on stage.
He showed off
his one video, so he was up on stage. He was way too important for us. And then like to my far left, fucking Mega 64 is hanging out there, and I start freaking out. Like, inside of me, I'm just like, holy shit, that's Mega 64! And then we didn't even realize this when we sat down, but literally right behind us is the Yogcast. Like, every single one of them. I turned around, and there's fucking Simon and the other guy. I don't know. I don't watch him.
Other dude.
I don't watch him, so I just remember Simon and the other guy. People who are listening to this are like, oh, God, Potato, fucking fag. Don't even know. Yogcast? I'm not a big Yogcast fan. Don't sue me.
All the comments were like blowing up on that one video where you were doing the interview with Hundar, and they're like, Yogcast is in the background. Yogcast in the background. I'm like, so?
Yeah. But it was just weird to be in this like collective part of the internet that is just so massive. Oh, yeah. I mean, Yogcast is at what? 1.3, 1.5 million subscribers. Yeah. CNanners just hit a million. Mega 64. Yeah, they're fucking all over the place, you know. I don't even know where they get the majority of their views. I'm sure YouTube, but I think they have a thing on Blip for their own site, just like Rooster Teeth does.
Yeah.
But it's just all this fame around me, and I'm sitting there like, I have 20,000 subscribers and I'm on YouTube and I build Hogwarts. I'm building a thing of Hogwarts and it's cool, you know. I was just kind of like twiddling my thumbs, like looking down at the ground, kind of kicking imaginary dirt, like trying to introduce myself to the Yogcast. I was just like, hey, yeah, no, my name is Potato Orgy, and I built this castle. It's called Hogwarts. And,
my name is Potato Orgy. What?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they didn't give two shits about me. Like, not a single blip of interest in who I was. It seemed like they barely cared about meeting CNanners. And I don't know. I didn't pay much mind to it because I was like, I just need to turn around and shut up. And that was really weird. And it's another thing that's weird is that, like, I have to explain to people why I'm famous sometimes. And it's not so much famous. It's just like, yeah, I got this small little corner of the internet, and, you know, I build this thing called Hogwarts. It's on a castle. And, you know, I get real quiet and just kind of look down.
Castle.
Yeah.
I'd be like, bitch, I'm building fucking Hogwarts.
Yeah, like today.
What the fuck are you doing?
I was getting my hair cut, and that lady asked what I did for a living, and I was like, oh, I technically work for YouTube for a company called Machinima, and then like the next 15 minutes was me explaining. What fucking Minecraft is.
And, I went to Comerica the other day because I actually opened a checking account for PayPal, and the whole time, like, the lady, she kept asking me what I did, and like, why I needed a checking account. I'm like, well, I'm going to be getting paid by Machinima. Oh, shit, I forgot to announce that. Anyway, so I was getting paid by YouTube.
On the internet.
People give me money.
And I'm like, she's like, wait, so don't you have to pay to post videos on YouTube? And like, I explained it to her for probably 15 minutes. And then she comes back with this. Wait, so how much do you have to pay to post videos on YouTube? And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I just went over telling you how I get paid from YouTube. Like, I went over, like, you know, like the money for views and all this crap. And like, I'm like, she just did not get it. And I'm like, you're the one setting up my checking account, and
what
you
is
can't
this
comprehend.
YouTube?
I was gonna say she just doesn't know what the internet is.
what is that? Internet? I don't know what that means.
Is that in the paper?
It wasn't even like an old lady. You know, she had to be like not even 40 years old. And I'm like, what do you? Do you not get out? Like,
is it a magazine?
I'm like,
about TVs?
Yeah. So I could announce this. I'm actually partnered with Machinima now, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, nice. Yeah.
You're welcome. I gave you a little butt licking. That's what we call it in Machinima, you know.
A little what?
A little butt licking. You know, when you're talking about someone and you're kind of, yeah, you know, getting them worked up about them, you know. It's called butt licking.
Butt licking.
Technical term.
But
I don't know about the whole posting on Realm yet because I'm not really sure that works. But I know I'll get shows and that stuff. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, shows are nice.
Yeah.
Okay, let's wrap this up because it's getting long and Spencer I think fell asleep.
Yeah, Spencer hasn't.
No. I was watching Breaking Bad.
I got to get back to editing like two more Let's Plays. Terry, do you work today?
I do not.
We should.
Well, I did, but I'm done.
Oh, well, I'm not going to mention what we should be doing because we're still recording, but we should...
It's a secret.
Yeah, yep. But we should do that thing where we've been wanting to do for the past few days.
I'm going to watch Breaking Bad.
You've already watched Breaking Bad. You've seen it. Why do you need to see it again?
It's that good.
Yeah, okay. We need to fill more Skyrim, too, by the way. My hopper is completely dry. We could do that to waste time while Alex is working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then anyone else play Battlefield.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, we'll try to do this like once a week. Spencer, you now have Friday, Saturday off, right?
That is correct.
So we could probably get, an hour out of this done every week.
I would be okay with that.
Oh, yep. God.
Oh, garage door.
UFO is home. Sorry, guys. My parents are landing right now. I'll be right back.
I have a chopper on the roof.
This is how we fly to the Bahamas every day.
they were just at the Bahamas real quick, right, picking up some coconuts.
Yeah, my parents are from the Bahamas. They just came home. Tiny spot.
Let's try to do this once a week. I mean, I'm still fucking paying for shit to get hosted, and we haven't done anything for like 6 months. And luckily, since then, they've had a management change, and they've decreased their prices a shit ton. So that's good. And let's do this. We should probably rename the podcast, though.
The Adam Cast.
I don't like
where you're going, but
I was thinking Terry Cast.
You got one part of it right.
I think we should just do
the Adam part. The Adam podcast. I get it. The Adam podcast. All right.
We'll just call it Adam. Adam.
the Adam, or just Adam.
You got the cast part right.
Yeah. Because I don't like the cast. Because honestly, if you Google the cast, what are you gonna get? You're not gonna get us.
Cast
of what?
Breaking Bad.
Cast of Breaking Bad's gonna come up. So I think we should just call it Team Mongoose Podcast. Just real simple.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see you next week for the next Team Mongoose Podcast.
Goodbye,
bye,
everyone.
Bye. See you later.
Don't forget to watch Breaking Bad.
This part of the podcast brought to you by Battle Breaking Bad and Battlestar Galactica.
Just
get less and less interpretable. Just be a dark there.
All
right. See you guys later.
Bye-bye.